Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Curry County deputies, Brookings Police, Oregon State Troopers, and California Highway Patrol officers coordinated to arrest two Crescent City men while in search of a wanted suspect out of California. The CHP alerted Oregon law enforcement that a vehicle was headed to Brookings that could contain a wanted man, DJ Rhodes. Instead of apprehending Rhodes, officers arrested 43-year-old wanted sex offender Robert Jackson, along with Joshua Wilson, both of Crescent City. The third man in the vehicle managed to flee the scene on foot and was not found. The incident began at a Brookings residence on State Line Road. Officers were searching for Rhodes but were told he was not there. While on scene, Jackson drove into the driveway, saw the officers, and then sped away, leading police on a short vehicle pursuit that ended at the visitor center, when all three men in the vehicle got out and attempted to flee on foot. A search of the vehicle turned up pounds of processed marijuana, prescription medications, scales, and packaging materials, and the two men were booked into county jail. The sheriff's office received a report today of a man stabbing his dog in the middle of Purdue Drive in Eureka. A deputy arrived on scene and spoke with the suspect's roommate. The roommate showed the deputy the dog, a female pit bull terrier, who had a large laceration to her right shoulder. She was transported to a veterinarian for treatment and is expected to survive. The suspect, 43-year-old Eureka resident Wesley Wright, had fled the scene on foot and was last seen headed towards South Bay Elementary School. The school locked down the students while deputies searched the area, and they located Wright in a field behind the school. He was arrested and booked into jail for felony cruelty to an animal. Sheriff's deputies arrested wanted suspect 35-year-old Zachariah Friedland today at a residence in the 200 block of Huntoon Street in Eureka. Deputies, along with United States Marshals, District Attorney investigators, and Eureka Police, surrounded the house. Officers searched the residence and located Friedland hiding in an upstairs crawlspace. He was arrested and booked into jail on two felony warrants, one for unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor, the other for possession of a controlled substance and possession of stolen property. The Arcata Police Department made two arrests in connection with a report of a sexually assaulted juvenile. Arcata Police received a report on December 13th that a man and a woman had sexually assaulted a juvenile. The ensuing investigation led detectives to identify the suspects as 53-year-old Eureka resident John Weisendanger and 50-year-old Crescent City resident Kathleen Conrad. Weisendanger and Conrad were arrested and booked into jail. A federal judge has ruled that construction of the Willits Bypass Project can continue despite opposition from environmental groups. Conservation groups sued Caltrans and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in May of 2012, alleging that the project violated the National Environmental Policy Act and the Clean Water Act. The judge ruled that the California Department of Transportation's environmental review of the project was adequate. Gary Graham Hughes of EPIC said in a statement that the irregularities of the review and permitting process for this massive project have undermined the legitimacy of the Willits Bypass Project. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As Christmas fast approaches and the weather remains cold, the importance of fire safety is especially relevant. There is an increase in fire activity during the autumn and winter months, as Humboldt Bay Fire Battalion Chief Chris Emmons explains.
Historically, you look at the stats and fires start to increase around the end of October through January, and then they start to decrease. That's kind of the national trend, and actually fits with us on our trend as well here locally.
Emmons said that the top two causes of fires are heaters and cooking accidents, and emphasized the importance of smoke alarms.
Well, the thing that gets to me the most is when people disable smoke alarms. One, smoke alarms are the cheapest insurance policy you can have. They're the notification to get you out of the house.
Always use caution when dealing with open flames to ensure that you and your loved ones enjoy a safe holiday season. And the Fortuna Police Department will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint somewhere within city limits tonight from 8 p.m. until 3 a.m. Saturday morning. The checkpoint is part of the anti-DUI traffic safety campaign over the holidays, and drivers will be screened for signs of impairment as well as for proper licenses and registrations. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.